During your time playing for Gloucester, could you pick us a dream team?
Well, it's not a 15, but I'm going to look at his list. yeah, I mean, it's obviously huge. Sometimes you do that, if you finally leave players out, or you, hopefully you don't.
I know,
yeah, I mean...
You'll pick a different 15 next time, I know that, but...
Yeah, Chris Catlett, full-back, good player. Yeah. Tim Smith as well, you know. But underestimated Tim, you know, had all the skills. I was unlucky not to, a little bit farther. I think he probably could have done, and he may look back now and think maybe did a few things differently. Catch was he's the typical modern day fullback, wasn't he? When he first come in the line, brave, take the high ball all day, and you know, say
a little bit of the Ollie Morgan about him.
Yeah, I was going to say very much the same sort of player, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, good player. Even when Tofty played fullback a little bit when he first came. There you go, wingers. You go back to the old ones, Derek Morgan, Breezy. Nick Price I mentioned. Fantastic, and Simon Morris. Barnes-Barr, he was very unfortunate. He played for, I think, South West when he was a proper did land for that. And Marsworth, he's so fit, one of the fittest guys I ever know, but he always sustainable to injuries, I think, because he was so fit and toned and sort of highly tuned sort of thing. He did get a lot of injuries, I think that probably curtailed his Gloucester career a little bit. But then you got Paul Oldford, Megan Whitman, Coxie, England A, did well. Gloucester scored a few very important tries for Gloucester, Philip came in. I think when Philip first came, we thought, "What's the crack like?" He's not that fit, but he's one of these guys. He didn't when you first go training, you're trying to show and shine, don't you? And he didn't look not interested, but you think, "Well, what's he doing here?" And he brought his brother with him, Raf, for a bit of support and everything. But I mean, Bristol first game he played at Furniture. He's fantastic.
Yeah,
got that ball, try it. And he's one of these guys just come alive for a crowd and played to a big time player. And you think, well, you don't do nothing like that training. I remember him, them days, he said, "Don't eat this, don't eat that, you can't eat this." He turns up, he got McDonald's, chicken burger, whatever. And they're going, "What can we have that?" He said, "Have I? If I want a chicken burger, I'll have a chicken burger." And chips and a milkshake. And that's the way it was. He's a local Frenchman, really. And good players in. They've put Gloucester's raised up there since professionalism, because they've had to, and you'll get players like that in there. It was fantastic. We get centres, obviously Tomsey and Terry. Great partnership. Times change, you get two players, one from Australia, one from Samoa, and Terry's a folk hero, only really. They really bought it. What it means to play for Gloucester, what it means for the city, and the people around it. They bought into that, and they took it in both hands and put it forward, really. Don again is fantastic with me and him. And he had he was unlucky, really. I think he had a couple of Scotland A. Probably a little bit short for the next step. I think if he'd been another 6 inches and stone heavy, he'd probably be somewhere near about, really. But players, good players. I played with Damon Cummins, was a good player. Very underestimated, really. Damon, quick, knew how to play the game as well. Understood the game. No qualms playing with him in the centre. Get tens. You got Hambo was a big and so big. Obviously playing outside him. I remember Hambo playing last few. He had a bit of stick, really. Unjustified, really. He knows Hambo's a sort of he's a forwards 10, you know, put it in the right position where, you know, those days, if you didn't kick it, you'd get a forward come around and slap them on the back of the head, like, you know, they get it from the scrum, they wanted to go forward, they didn't want to turn around and see the centres knocking it on or trying to a posh move, like, you know, and that, you know, Ambo, you know, he was up there with MDO, you know, Tofty, again, you know, Martin Kimber, you know, again, an underrated player, good player, you know, Tofty, you know, he got his cap and everything, you know, with Gloucester at 97, I think it was, you know, he changed that Gloucester play, very, very, look outside the box, Tofty, you know, see what's going out wide and everything, and not, I don't think he's always a coach's dream because he,
well, no,
he's off the cuff, but
I think the problem was that the rest of the team didn't always know what Tofty was going to do next, at least I'm afraid that was the impression sometimes from the stand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tofty, he'd have a move and he'd see some on.
Yeah.
He'd go for it. If it come off, it come off. If it did it, he'd go to the video session on the Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, I thought it was on. But to be fair, he's Tofty, he don't change. He's still quite thick skinned. And you see, he was right in here. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, they're all good players, you know, in whatever era, really. Even Tens, there was a guy years, a kid called Johnny Roberts. It's a year, a few years ago, United, you know, bit of first team. A little guy, Johnny Teacher, good player, you know, he's sort of played a lot with him, United, you know, nice bloke, good player, and scrum halves. Laurie was a young kid when I was at Charlton, you know, he came to Gloucester the same sort of time as me. Laurie Beck, and great, you know, he lasted 10, 12 years, I spent in Orange.
Yeah.
He went through right, you know, right into full time and everything. Very, you know, skillful bloke, Laurie. But he always thought about shy. You know, Scott come in, Scott Benton, good player. You know, he comes down, I think he's down here April the 20th. He's coming down for we've got Shedheads against the Cherry Pickers after the Saracens game again for charity. So Scott here come down. And you know, another one in the centre, he's come down, Craig Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did well for Gloucester all the way and centre.
Yeah.
Went up to Leeds, did well. And he's going out. Yeah, Marcus was a class player, really, Marcus Hannaford. Before his time, I still see him now, and he's still dapper, like, dresses smart and everything. And, you know, he's nice, but I remember being a player with him, and he always looked like one of these guys had a time and space. And
yeah, I always said he'd do well in professional rugby if his time had come a bit later.
Yeah,
he had the physique as well.
Oh, yeah, he
was had the aggression.
Yeah, he did, yeah. And he always said he was probably 10 years, maybe 20 years more. He'd have been a full time, you know, no qualms, whatever. Yeah.